Is it okay if I stay an extra night? She asks. I'm not afraid because I don't know what's out there, sister. I'm afraid for a different reason, she said. I'm scared because I don't know. Correction, I do know what's out there. I know, and I'm scared. That's why I can't leave. I just can't. Kathleen stood in the doorway of her room at Covenant House with her hands planted squarely on either side of the door frame, as if she were afraid I was going to try to physically drag her from the room. Her bright blue eyes were wide with fear and determination. Kathleen, it's okay. Someone will go with you. You won't be alone. You said you wanted to do this. I know I did, and I do. I know I need to be on my own. I mean, I know I can't live here forever, but can't I stay a little longer? You know, I always thought things were bad at home, when my dad would get drunk and beat me and things like that, or when my mom would be drugged and scary. But it's even worse on the street. I mean, everyone has drunk or drugged out, and they all wanted something. Know what I mean? I don't know if I can describe it, but I don't think I was ever even for a second not scared when I was on the street. She paused to look deep into my eyes. She wanted to make sure I was following her. That I understood. That I knew. Absolutely knew. The incredible fear she felt inside. I looked into her eyes and tried my best to comfort her. I could feel my mind racing a mile a minute, imagining what was causing the terror bubbling inside her. It wasn't too hard imagining what those once innocent eyes had seen on the streets. I'd seen those eyes a thousand times before. Like so many of our kids, she had run to the streets to escape a wretched and dangerous life at home. At first, I'm sure Kathleen's eyes could only see better days ahead, a life finally freed from the day-to-day abuse and terror that was slowly killing her at home. But when reality of the street finally caught up with her, and it always does, always. After only a couple of days, she began to realize that she was now utterly and completely alone. What had once been the world's simplest questions became impossible to answer. Where am I going to sleep tonight? What am I going to eat? Can I make it on my own? Is there anything in this world? Who cares? Correction. Is there anybody in this world who cares? Her world, her entire huge world, was now suddenly empty of even one person she could lean on. Can you imagine what that must be like? Can you imagine how that might change the way you would see the world? Her eyes began to see trash cans filled with old food, and now she began to wonder if she should just take a bite. Her stomach ached. She was so hungry. Maybe just a bite. Her eyes saw old men asking for unspeakable favors, and she suddenly began to wonder if maybe, just maybe, she could close her eyes for a moment and give herself up. Her pockets were empty. She desperately needed money. She had to do something. Her eyes suddenly began to see a world no decent person, let alone a kid, should ever have to see and face. A world that was dark and dangerous and unforgiving and unfriendly and unrelenting. A world that literally chews up and devours innocent kids. That's what I'm sure Kathleen's eyes had seen on the street. And it's precisely why they were laced with fear now. The very idea of leaving Covenant House and maybe one day seeing any part of that awful world again froze her with terror. It happens to all our kids. Some of them, the strongest ones, can somehow forget about it, or at least put it back into an airtight part of their memory where they never have to revisit it again. For a lot of others, kids like Kathleen, it's harder to forget. One of the biggest lessons we all learn at Covenant House about saving kids is that we first have to somehow save them from their fears. That's what Kathleen needed most of all. "I know you feel this way, Kathleen," I said. "I know how tough it can be going back out there. We can take it a little slower if you like." Her eyes softened for a moment and seemed to relax. "But I want you to realize something very important," I said. "It's different now. You're different now. Your entire support system is different now," I said. "When you go outside these doors again, it will not be the same world, and it will not be the same you. You always know that we're here for you," I told her. "You didn't know that before." She nodded her head quietly to say she understood. Pools of tears were beginning to form in her eyes. "And you have someone else you can rely on more than ever, and that's you," I said. "You know now how good you are and how smart you are and how much you have to offer," I said. "You know how much we all believe in you." "You're right," she whispered very softly. "I didn't really know that before." She wiped away the tears that were now streaming down her face. I could see she now understood that her time at Covenant House had truly changed everything in her world and inside her, too. "Is it still okay if I stay an extra night?" she asked. "Just one more," she said. "Then I'll be all right." "I'd like that," I said. "Thanks," she said. She turned for a second to leave, but then turned back and gave me a quick, self-conscious hug. "Bye," she said. "Tomorrow her new life begins. I'll be praying for her extra hard. Just as surely as she couldn't be beginning a new life without Covenant House, she wouldn't be starting a new life without your help, too. Please, will you pray for her if you can?" Kathleen hasn't been outside of Covenant House since she came to us. I'm worried about her, but I think she's going to be okay. She has a long way to go, and she is really terrified of being alone again. And I think she will make it. Thank you for praying for her too, and for doing all you have done to help her. This is sometimes God has a kid's face, and the title of the story is this: Is it okay if I stay an extra night? She asks.